President Biden used his State of the Union address last night to warn Russia against continuing its attack on Ukraine.
Tonight, I say to the Russian oligarchs and the corrupt leaders who bilked billions of dollars off this violent regime, no more.
The president then turned to the fight against inflation and boosting the American economy. Joining us now on Skype, Democratic Representative Pramila Jayapal of Washington State, chair of the Progressive Caucus. Congresswoman, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you so much, Peter. It's great to be with you.
So last night we saw standing ovations from both parties in the opening minutes of the president's speech. There were Ukrainian flags waving throughout the chamber. Was that apparent unity between Republicans and Democrats? Was it genuine?
I think it was genuine. I think this is an area that we have all watched Putin's aggression on Ukraine with horror, and we know what the stakes are. And we appreciate that the president and the administration have prioritized diplomacy and tried as much as they can to offer off-ramps to Putin. He didn't take them. And also make sure that we're getting aid to the Ukrainian people. And I think that was one of the things that the solidarity showed was, you know, the incredible moment of waving our flags when the president introduced the Ukrainian ambassador. I think it's to say we stand with the people of Ukraine, and we know how terrible this is, what is happening to them right now.
But that unity isn't going to stop Russian tanks from advancing in Ukraine. And there are some lawmakers that have said the president should go farther, that he should put sanctions on Russia's energy sector, block all energy imports into the United States from Russia. Are you willing to go that far?
Well, I think what we need to do is make sure that the sanctions have the ability to show cost and consequence to Putin so that he chooses a different track. But at the same time, we also want to make sure that they are not so broad that they're affecting Russian people in a humanitarian crisis. At some point, it may get to that. But I think we want to be very careful that there are off-ramps.
The crisis in Eastern Europe took up about a third of that speech. The rest of it was really focused on the president's domestic agenda. I'm curious, though, with so much happening abroad and with really just a few months now until the midterm elections, do you think there is any bandwidth realistically left to accomplish any significant Democratic domestic priority agendas?
Well, I certainly hope so. There's still a number of pieces that the president laid out that we haven't finished yet. We will try to get them done through legislative action, but also the Progressive Caucus will be releasing a slate of executive actions that the president can take on
his
own. Is
that because you realize that there may not be time left?
Yeah. That's exactly right. We know that the time is short and we know that the votes are tight. And so we don't want to be in a position where we don't deliver on some of the cost-cutting measures that the president talked about last night. There are a number of things that I think he'll be able to do. And certainly on climate change, an area that I actually do wish he had spent a little bit more time on, this is another place where we can take executive action to reduce carbon emissions and to at least try to get the United States back into a leadership position on this issue. Mm-hmm.
Now, you are the head of the Progressive Caucus, so that is why I want to ask you about this line from his speech.
We should all agree the answer is not to defund the police. It's to fund the police. Fund them.
Got a lot of cheers from the Republican side of the aisle. How did that land on you?
Well, look, I think before that line, the president also talked about the need to end no-knock warrants and ban chokeholds and have police be accountable. That was also a very important part of the speech that did not get covered. I have always said that I think it's not about defunding, it's about right funding. We can all agree on what the president said, which is we need community safety, and we need to make sure that we are providing the kinds of resources to people in need rather than the cops doing it. And I think, frankly, that's law enforcement would be very happy to not be doing some of those tasks as well.
At the same time, and I recognize that, you know, he may have said something before calling on people to fund the police, but there was in this speech very little mention of racial equity, for instance. No mention of forgiving student loan debt, which I know is important to you. As you've already said, climate change didn't really get any significant mention in this speech. Do you think that the president is either ignoring or glossing over some of the issues that are most important to your caucus?
Well, it's tough to get everything into a speech, especially when a third of it is taken up with a war that's unfolding on the European continent. And so I think that was definitely part of it. You know, I've said I wish he had talked about student loan debt and canceling student loan debt, but I think that that's not off the table. You know, were there things that I wish he would have spent a little bit more time on? Definitely. But I also think it's about what he does. And it's our job to make sure that he carries out the executive actions that show us that he is committed.
Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal is a Democrat from Washington State and chair of the House Progressive Caucus. Congresswoman, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Peter.